Gunman shoots at controversial pastor's house. Kamala Harris distorts scripture for political gain with pastors. Prepare for empty shelves. Michael Snyder gives 50 things that you need to prepare for the coming chaos. And more Morningstar mayhem as Rick Joyner and Chris Reed release statements. Plus, Russell Brand prays a powerful prayer on stage in front of thousands. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your top stories of the week. We're going to start off by talking about this powerful moment with Russell Brand and Tucker Carlson. And joining me today is the author of this article, James Lasher. James, it's great to have you here on CharismaNews.com.
Thanks for having me, John. Really appreciate it, and just amazed by this viral video now of Russell and Tucker on stage and just the subject matter that they were talking about.
Yeah, so they had a bit of a long conversation. This is part of Tucker's tour, and he's going city to city and having great interaction with different people. And he had Russell Brand on stage. What are some of the things that they were talking about that that drew our attention?
So one of the things that you see in the videos that have just gone viral now, millions of people are viewing this, and it's really how Russell Brand is fulfilling the call that Jesus gave to us in the book of Matthew. And specifically, the verse that really drew my attention was when Jesus told his disciples and those listening to them, if you will pronounce my name, if you declare my name in front of man, I will say your name in front of the Father. And that has exactly been what Russell Brand has been doing ever since his life transforming baptism in the River Thames this past April. You know, I know there was a lot of kind of skepticism people had towards Russell Brand, because when you think of a Christian spreading the name of Jesus worldwide, Russell Brand was not really the person, image, you know, that kind, that came to your mind.
He might have had the look, but he didn't have the character. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. You know, but it has been nonstop with Russell. He continues almost daily to put out at least one video talking about his faith. Also, this includes questions he has. He's still very young in his faith, which he admits, but he's digging deep into the word, which is what we all need to do, no matter if you've been a Christian your entire life, if you're new to the faith, if you're somewhere in between. He just keeps going back to the word, and he keeps declaring the name of Jesus. He's not just giving the kind of generic I believe in God that we see a lot in American culture. People will say, well, I'm spiritual, I believe in God. Not what Russell is doing. Russell is saying, Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that he died on the cross and rose 3 days later from the grave and has power over sin and death, and that he's going to come back. He's going to come again and establish his eternal kingdom. What Russell is doing, I can't think of a celebrity salvation or celebrity transformation so just authentic that he has been doing for months now, and it hasn't stopped. That's the thing. He, if anything, he is growing now in the scope, because what we see in this video is he was invited in Phoenix, Arizona at the Tucker Carlson Live Tour. And this is now being viewed by millions of people worldwide. And what they're viewing is an evangelistic event almost, with the amount that Russell is talking about the importance and of Jesus Christ, but also the spiritual warfare that is going on behind the scenes of the political arena worldwide.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at a short clip, and then we have a longer clip later of this powerful prayer. But right now, I'm going to play this clip where he's talking about his son, and I want to get your comments.
Thankfully, by the excellence of those surgeons and by the grace of our Lord God and my personal Savior, Jesus Christ, my son is well.
Right there, he says, my Lord and Savior, my personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He doesn't just go with the generic God term. He's naming Jesus.
Absolutely. And he comes from a very logical place. He talks about rationalism a lot in his videos. And he acknowledges, like, there were surgeons who performed this. It wasn't the case, which, you know, we believe God has certainly done many times, where somebody was just healed without medical intervention. But he does also recognize the source, who gifted these surgeons their abilities, who created them. God is the creator of all things. He created us in his image. And even in, he gives the Lord praise in all things for, I mean, the very idea of your 12-week-old son going into surgery, or your child, it doesn't, you know, son, daughter, your child going in for such a important surgery, and now it's done nothing but boost his faith even more. And in turn, he's telling people, you know, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And this is part of Russell's testimony. And it's really hitting with a lot of people. It's resonating in their hearts, mm-hmm. because when they hear the name of Jesus, they're hearing the truth. And that is what Russell is pointing people back to just again and again. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Amen. Well, let's take a look at this powerful moment at the end of this interview here, and we can interject as we need to here.
Great.
Or who was the most radical being that we have ever known? Who loved more than anyone else? Who forgave more than anyone else? Who gave themselves that we might live? I can't see in secularism any solution. I can't see in politics anything other than the green shoots of possible change in the alliances that we've touched upon. But in our Lord and Savior, I can see the hope and redemption that was promised us. And that will be my path.
Wow. Wow. That's very powerful there. And then Tucker responds in a way that is very unique. And we're going to continue this right here.
So I've never asked this before. We haven't talked about this. And I mean this in the most open possible way. Not everyone's going to share your beliefs or my beliefs, but would you close in prayer?
Oh, yeah. All right.
He's excited about this. This is
he
great.
He is so stoked to be able to pray for the group there. Yeah.
I call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Savior. Lord, humbly in this great congregation in Phoenix, Arizona, with my host, Tucker Carlson, in deference to him, but in ultimate deference to you, our Lord and Savior, to whom we are all your younger siblings and your children. I pray in your name that the forthcoming election be an opportunity for unity for America and for Americans, for forgiveness and for grace. That the dark and demonic forces that appear to operate at the level of the state, the deep state, and the corporate and global world experience your light, Lord, that we are guided, that you guide all of our tongues and all of our words and all of our hearts, that we feel your forgiveness and that we feel your grace. Thank you, Lord, for the many gifts that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for the glory of consciousness itself in which we can experience you and live you. Thank you for the beauty of nature in which we see your wisdom and your creativity and your infinite glory. Thank you, Lord, for the many leaders. And thank you, Lord, that you were born and died that we may be forgiven and that we may have eternal life, not through merit or anything that we have individually achieved, for surely all of us are fallen. But in your holy name, we are forgiven by your act of redemption, by your sacrifice. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I got chills, brother. I got chills when he was praying about that. What do you take away from this?
I mean, you can almost kind of see him doing stadium evangelism at this point, because like you said, he gets excited to pray. And what he did, and I am guilty of this myself at times, he did not get partisan with this. He didn't get tribal. He didn't select out individuals. What he prayed for was to the one person who can unify the world, and that's Jesus Christ. Yep. Jesus uses people to bring about this unity. You know, he uses us as his hands and feet, the light of the world, the salt to add his flavor, but he called for Jesus to intervene in these attempts to get unity, to, like he talked earlier, the radical love, the radical forgiveness, which Jesus was, you know, to the modern day religious leaders, a complete radical. They called him a heretic because he said, I am the Son of God. I am, you know, he is the Messiah. And to those who didn't have, you know, the Lord in their heart, that they were religioso in how they were acting, you know, Brand really brings about that Christ-like behavior. He's calling for the people in these corrupt institutions worldwide, that they find Jesus Christ, that they in turn be saved. There is no division in his prayer. It's just about unity, finding Christ, finding that salvation, and the redemption that he mentions is found in Jesus Christ. It's shocking. It really is to see what the Lord has done in his life in such a short amount of time. And a lot of, you know, not naming any names, but, you know, there are pastors now, especially in the United States, who won't get political. They won't say, oh, I'm not touching that subject whatsoever. But he's saying we can talk about it without being offensive. He's praying for those in positions of power who make these decisions. And that's what we are called to do, to pray for our leaders. You know, regardless if there's a R or a D next to their name, like, he is really walking the walk from everything that I've seen in these months that he's been sharing this transformative journey. And it's just amazing.
And he's definitely growing more and more. And I want to encourage everybody watching to put in the comments what your thoughts are about this prayer, about this transformation that is happening in Russell Brand's life. Mm-hmm. We're going to go on to some other stories in just a moment. But James, your story, the whole article, as well as links to watch the entire video are at charismanews.com. Mm-hmm. The specific article is going to be linked in the description for this video. But James, thank you so much for taking time to talk more about this. It feels a little bit historic in some ways, especially in our world.
Yeah, maybe a page has been turned.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you. Kamala Harris distorts Bible verse for political gain. In this video, which you can see in the article, which will be linked in the description, Vice President Kamala Harris managed to send a video greeting to a Christian conference quoting scripture out of context about Jesus Christ, and then didn't even bother to mention his name in the video. She said to the African Methodist Episcopal Church conference, "We know that we are just 10 weeks out from the election, and I know you are already hard at work organizing souls to the polls, making sure your members are registered and ready to vote." Harris is preaching the gospel of salvation through government, trying to use a Bible passage about Jesus Christ to do it. That certainly feels sacrilegious, according to this article. We'd love to hear what you have to think about Kamala Harris's use of scripture in the comments here. Next, we have a gunman is targeting Pastor Greg Locke's home in a shocking attack. And in this picture, you can see all of these tags for where the bullet casings were found out on the street in front of Pastor Locke's house. Pastor Greg Locke and his family were the targets of a gunman late Tuesday night, September 3rd. Locke gave the update on Facebook to let people know that he and his family were safe and unharmed by God's miraculous grace. He wrote in his post, "It's 2 a.m. and for the last 3 hours, our home has been a full-blown crime scene. According to the security cam footage, we pulled into our driveway exactly 1 minute after a madman unloaded an entire magazine of bullets from an automatic weapon into our house, garage, and my truck. The sound on the video is truly horrific. Detectives will still be here for a good while tonight." Locke said that one of his children was at home when the shooting took place, but thankfully they were in a different part of the house. You can see the post and multiple pictures that Pastor Greg Locke has posted in the article as well. "We are all being security escorted to a hotel tonight. We have no further details. The only detail that matters is that Psalm 91 is true and God protected us in unimaginable supernatural ways. Please pray for the Locke family tonight. We love all of you." Now, this came just as Pastor Greg Locke released his newest book, literally on the same day, The Generosity Journey. At this sensitive time, we ask that you keep Pastor Locke and his family covered in prayer. In our next article here, Michael Snyder says, "Prepare for the worst. 50 things everyone should stockpile for chaotic times." Are you getting prepared? Millions of Americans are stockpiling food and supplies in anticipation of what they believe is coming. We are approaching an election. There's rapidly escalating war in the Middle East. There is alarming natural disasters, and there's a potential for another great global pandemic. He says that Newsweek has reported that doomsday prepping has become a $2.46 billion industry. Now, he lists 50 basic things that he believes that everyone should be stockpiling, and he puts this in the article here, and you can read the entire thing here, but just to highlight a few: a generator, water filter, emergency medical kit, different types of non-perishable foods. And not last but not least, he says this is a list, but not completely comprehensive or in orders, but he says Bibles for every member of your family, as well as a bug out bag for every member of your family. There's important things about this list, and you need to check this out and make sure that you are prepared for what is coming. Now we have Rick Joyner releasing a statement over his frustration over Chris Reed's abrupt resignation. After a surprise departure of Chris Reed from Morningstar Ministries last week, the founder, Rick Joyner, spoke to the congregation on Sunday, September 1st, about Reed's resignation. Joyner said he was shocked, but not surprised. He said, "I did not feel that there was a shepherd's heart revealed. A shepherd lays down his life for the sheep and certainly has regard for them. I don't feel like there was regard for me, for our board, any of this stuff that we had entrusted a lot to him. And I don't think to just quit like this is what we ever need to do with anyone and with no notice." You can watch the full video for yourself and read the article. The link will be in the description below. In our top story right now, Chris Reed makes a statement following his Morningstar resignation. Chris Reed released a statement in a newly uploaded video to YouTube about his resignation with Morningstar Ministries. "Hello, friends, family. Just to come to you tonight in response to regards to a couple of things. Number one, there seemed to have been some more confusion over my departure from Morningstar." He gives more details about that situation. He said, regarding the suit that is pending, "I could not because I know the victims. Many of them, we've gotten to know them. I made a tough, painful choice, and I just didn't care, you know, if I lost everything. If I defend the ministry, then it was like I'm having to go against the victims. If I defend the victims, then where does the ministry stand? It all happened before we came here, and that is why I left. There was absolutely no other reason I left." Reed also addresses something that was previously reported on regarding a woman who was connected to Morningstar a few years ago. Reed acknowledges that his relationship with her was wrong, but says this situation was not part of his decision to leave Morningstar. Further, he apologizes for what has happened. You can read more details about this in the article, which will be linked in the description below. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. These are the top stories of the week. If you like these stories, as well as any of the other ones that we have, make sure that you like and subscribe. And if these stories really interested you, make sure that you check out these ones right here, because YouTube thinks that you're going to enjoy these ones.